It's Review Extra. We want to have a look at Liverpool's potential semi-final opponents, Bayern Munich or Real Madrid, who faced each other at Real Madrid at the Bernabeu last night. And it was an excellent game. We'll get onto that. I'll get onto the sheer enjoyment of it in a minute or two. But we will start to see the approaches of each of these two sides. Sean, let's start with Real Madrid. What's striking is the extent to which the Real Madrid manager, Alvaro Arbeloa, feels as though his best approach is to very much match what he looked to achieve and the way in which he went about the game against Manchester City. It was he was just going to dance with the ones that brung him team selection and outlook, even though he had options and choices on the bench that he decided not to use.
Yes, obviously the big thing there with the team selection is when you look at the substitute bench, you know, when you think of Real Madrid in a quarterfinal in the Champions League, you've got Brahim Diaz, Jude Bellingham, Camavinga, Danny Carvajal, you know, and then big money signings, like, albeit younger, like Master Tantu Ono. Great pronunciation there, Sean. But we gave it a whirl. So I think if you're going to do that as a head coach, I think you've always got to do what the right thing is to do in your own mind. But you're well aware that not, both internally and externally, that's quite a risk. I think what's really interesting from the Bayern Munich side isn't so much the 11. I think what's interesting is how aggressive Vincent Kompany is willing to be. When you see a lineup that includes Olise, Gnabry, Diaz, Kane, and they're willing to then go with their approach, and I'll need to go to the end to come back to the beginning, but I think it's interesting that this is a player who played under Pep Guardiola and makes a point afterwards of saying, I wanted the players to feel the courage, to feel the confidence to be us through the whole game. I could have made tweaks. I could have changed things. And maybe in a small margin game, I might have swung those margins in our favour. And I might be completely wrong, but sort of the impression I got from that maybe was that perhaps from his own experience, he'd have preferred them to go, we're going to be us. We're not doing anything fancy to gain an extra edge in this big game. And even in the 88th minute, they are still on a man-to-man high press when Madrid have it. But when they build up from the back, they're still in his... It's difficult to put an exact number on this because it's a bit fluid, but traditionally in the Bundesliga in particular, because of the weakness of the league, for them, they'll be in like a 2-2-6.